now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. It's life in football. We are life in football.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Feet.
And this your co-host, Cola Moore. You know we loving life and enjoying football.
Top-notch ballers all around the world. Top-notch ballers all around the world. Today, our very special guest is Christian Jones. He's a wide receiver for them Florida A&M Rattlers, baby. Now, right now, he wearing number 87, and the man came in looking ripped up, ready to go. And the one thing about FAMU, we already know for this 2023 season, everybody expecting big things, man. We're expecting them to win the swag. But, man, we here to talk about Mr. Jones and his journey and how he doing with the Rattlers. But without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and let C-Mo bring him on.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Look, you playing with one of the best coaches in the country. He got it like that. I'm talking about don't matter the level. He got it like that. So, how does it feel with Coach Willie Simmons being your head man?
It's a big thing, you know. Coach Simmons is a good coach for sure. I feel like he's not only just a coach on the field. I feel like he's a coach off the field. Talking to us about life, what we need to do off the field, because at the end of the day, he always preaches, you know, football is going to end at some point, and you need to have a different route at the end of the day. So I feel like he does a good job of mentoring us, definitely getting us right on the field and off the field, as I said, but a great coach for sure. I love him to death.
Now, how did you end up picking FAM? Because I know you ball, so who was your recruit at the time, too?
So my recruiter at the time was Coach Spady, actually. So it's funny. So I was at Jesuit. I played at Jesuit, and I really enjoyed it. So Coach Spady came down and was like, you know, you like FAMU. And it was crazy. My granddad, he actually taught at FAMU. So
yeah.
All my family went to FAMU. So it was more of a, like, it was more of a home thing. So
right.
My family still lives in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. So it was a no-brainer. I came in.
To God.
Yes, sir.
Man, I bet your family loved that you chose to come to FAM.
Oh, yeah, of course, 100%. They definitely played a part in coming to FAM. I feel like I had other different schools, but I felt like that was home for me. I went and toured, and I was just like, this is it. This is where I want to be for sure, 100%.
Yeah.
Now, talk a little bit about how it was for you growing up and your family dynamics and where you from.
So I'm from right here in Tampa, actually in Brandon, Florida. This is where I grew up. Definitely had my mom around, my dad around, growing up playing Little League at the Brandon Bears.
Yeah.
Probably like 5 minutes, 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Grew up here, played football at Jesuit, like I told y'all before. Definitely enjoyed it. I love Tampa to death. This is home for me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, what you want to get your degree in, and what's your plans for after football?
So, I'm currently in sports management right now, and so what I want to do with sports management is I want to work for either a professional NBA team, NFL team, or my biggest dream is like a Premier League soccer team. So overseas, I want to go overseas and work for a soccer team. So usually, like, being a manager, trying to get players that are really good, because that's where the money is, really overseas. A lot of different imported players and different stuff. That's where most of the money is for sure. So that's where I want to be.
How you got into soccer?
I played soccer as a kid, and I was always infatuated with it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, I played soccer, football, and baseball. Those are like my three main sports. It's funny, my dad's a basketball coach.
Yeah,
but I just didn't choose that route, and so I stuck with football and soccer, obviously. And I still watch soccer to this day. I watch it like every weekend for sure.
So you be on that FIFA hall.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Boy.
We can play.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, as far as with you, What's it like playing in front of the FAMU crowd for people who don't know? If you ever go to a FAMU game, man, it's crazy, man. The student section getting wild, the band hitting. And then they told a big crowd, too, now.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have fans there. So how is that for you?
I feel like it's a good thing. Definitely the crowd keeps everything alive. When you're in there, when you're really focused, you just hear all the background noise around you. It's loud. You can't – when you're in Bragg Memorial, you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
So, really, it's just about locking in to what you're doing on the field. But it's a great atmosphere. I love it, for sure.
Right, man. Hey, and – last before we let you go, could you give us a breakdown of your plans? Not just, you know, just like what your goals for us for an athlete, but what you thinking for us? Okay, you know, I want to do this for my career. What you think for us, a successful season for FAMU? What that's look like?
Well, of course, winning the swag, of course, that's one of our main goals. Mm. I feel like a personal goal for me is staying healthy and staying on the field because I feel like I can bring a lot to the table. Right. We just had 40s. I ran a 4.31. So I feel like, you know, we mesh together well. I feel like if we get the quarterbacks and everyone well on offense, and because you know that defense is good.
Yeah.
I feel like our offense is very, very high powered as well. I feel like if we mesh everything together and get all the pieces together, I don't see any team stopping us. But yeah. I think the only thing for us is the only way we lose is if we beat ourselves, which Coach Simmons always preaches to us. It's not about our opponent, it's on us.
Right.
So definitely I feel like if we keep the horse blinders on, I feel like we're gonna have a great season.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man, hey, y'all heard it, man. Mr. Jones here, man. A FAMU rattler receiver. Really an athlete. And if y'all notice, when y'all go and listen to all our podcasts, any player we done had on, even from Xavier Smith to Terrell Jennings, Manigo, what I love about all these players, they not set for, I don't know what Coach Simmons done told y'all, but all of them, they never really say nothing about themselves. They always say, man, yeah, we just want to win. So I love that about them guys, man. All of them said the same. Because I just knew Terrell Jennings was going to say, yeah, I want to get 1,000 yards. So he didn't even say that. He be like, man, long we win. So. I just love that about FAMU football player, man. Them boys just want to get out there, and they trying to win the game, man, hand down. So I don't know, hey, Coach Simmons, you doing a good job. I don't know what you telling them, but everybody focused, and they on the same track, man. So I'm going to leave y'all how I always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down, or else you'll fall to the ground. This is Life in Football Podcast. Catch you next time.